My first time, I was at a best friend's house. We had the house to ourselves because her mom went out of town. And we caught some friends from high school over. It was this girl named Martise. And she was gay. And I really thought she was gay just because she felt like it was, she would be popular if she was gay or whatever. I didn't really think she was gay. But anyway.
Because it was the end thing in the school.
Right. So, what happened? We all got intoxicated, smoked or whatever. And dang.
I need a sound barrier. Thanks. Go ahead.
So, what happened? Oh, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 5 of us. So after being intoxicated, we all decided we was just all going to have like an orgy or whatever.
How many girls all together?
It was 4 girls and 1 guy.
Okay, go ahead.
So everybody jumped in the shower like they was ready to go. When it came down to doing it, it was like we was all sitting in a room looking at each other retarded. So that ended up not happening, but me and a girl, we end up like, she ended up giving me head. I gave her head.
In front of everybody else?
They would walk in periodically, but they kind of found them something to do.
Mm. That was your first time giving and receiving?
Mm-hmm.
So describe it. Like, how was it?
I didn't really like it because she didn't know what she was doing. Giving it.
Now, when you say she don't know what she was doing, like, what did she do? Like, for people listening, and for girls listening, and guys too, like, you know, what's the right way to do that?
Do you, which question you want me to answer first?
I just asked you one question.
No, you said, what did she do right? And then you asked me,
well, you know,
how are you supposed to do it?
You could combine it. Like, just tell us the right way. So, okay, first tell, what didn't she do, and then tell how to do it.
The one, like, when you're giving somebody head, you're supposed to use your tongue and saliva. And like, when guys say don't use your teeth, like, that shit goes for girls, too. Like, she was just grinding on it with her teeth, and she thought it was, I don't know what she thought, but she peeled my skin off, and it was very uncomfortable. I couldn't pee for weeks. Like,
man.
So
you didn't enjoy it at all?
No, like, I had to, like, she wasn't, like, nonstop. Like, she would have stayed down there for, like, 2 or 3 hours. I'm just like, oh, my God.
How long did she do it for?
It felt like a century then went by because it was just painful. But I think she was probably down there for, like, maybe an hour.
Man.
An hour of pain.
But you was pretending like you liked it?
Yeah.
Okay, then you did her?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you knew how to do it the first time? You knew what you was doing?
Some guy, a long time ago, like, mind you, I was, like, maybe 18, 19 at the time, but he was saying something about writing that alphabet with your tongue on their clit. Like, that's supposed to make them come. So, me not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, that was what I went for. And she came, so.
So, you were like, A, B.
Yeah. I didn't know it. Like, if a guy was to do that to me right now, I would probably be pissed off. Like, I don't know how that shit works. But that's what I did to her, and I went on about my business.
That was the first time. But since then, you learned how to do it.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Okay, so now, describe now. Now that you're sort of an expert in the field.
I'm not an expert.
Well, you know what you're doing, though. Like, describe for people, you know, how do you do that right? What's the right way to do it?
Well,
you don't just lick. You don't just lick. In other words, there's some techniques involved.
I just basically do to others what I would want done to me. Like, on a clitoris, I think every female has their own spot where they can come fast off of it. Or they'd be, like, directly on the top, on the left side, on the right side, underneath it. So once you just, like, find her spot, or you can just judge that off of her body movement, then you just keep doing that. There's no need to be all over the place.
Right.
Because you're just going to be down there for a long ass time. And I got stuff to do, so I just trying to get in and out.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when she comes, you can tell. Okay, what about when you're doing the guy? By the way, what's that sound I hear? Is that a radio real low?
Yeah.
Turn it on. How you turn it
on? Dang! I can't have nothing in this car. I can't have heat.
Okay. So what about when you're doing a guy? Like, describe that.
I just do it.
But no teeth. No teeth.
No teeth at all. Like, keep
Yeah. Tell them loud and clear so they can understand that. So these girls can know that. Because a lot of girls still don't know that.
Ladies, please don't use your teeth. It does not feel good. And then guys like it when you, like, when you're down there, let them put their hand on your head. Like, they like that. Like, why are you taking, like, you might as well not even give him head if he got to, like, tie his hands together. Like, that's not enjoyable, because if he was doing you, you would be pushing his head, you know, deep as hell into your shit. So that's one. If you got weave, then he needs to know you have weave and just embrace it. Extra, like, a lot of spit. It has to be.
Yes.
I'm talking.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You have to use a lot of saliva. Make sure that his balls is involved. Like, that's the whole part.
So many girls neglect the balls. You don't want to neglect the balls. You gotta. They want to feel a part of it too. Yeah. They don't want to be left out. Go ahead.
And you have to remember that the tip is the most sensitive part. Like, that's the part that you need to focus on. And that and, like, underneath, like, the shaft part, like, is the most sensitive. So just focus on that, and you'll be straight. Make sure you pick a position that you're comfortable in, because you're going to be there for a while. And that's it.
MarcelLee.com. MarcelLee.com.